Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for November the 19th in the year of our Lord, 2015. The goal, incredibly simple, remains the same. That is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. The checks and balances put in place by the founders, brilliant. That's why we don't need a revolution, just a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Is it a road to hoe? Without a doubt, but we the people in America have done hard things and we can do it again. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, where the rule of law is of the utmost importance. I know a lot of people want to reject the supreme law, blaming that to be the problem, but they don't understand. You know what? The Constitution is far from perfect, but it has brought more freedom to more people in the history of the world than anything else we can point to, bar none. Why don't we just simply return to it and watch this nation become the envy of the world? Watch the most valuable free market economic system come to life once again. Wow, we could have the biggest economic engine the world has ever seen back in place with constitutional currency. That is indeed gold and silver coinage. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Our website, libertyroundtable.com, live and on-demand radio, talk radio, absolutely free. A bunch of columnists with unique columnists and content available as well. If you want to click on Help Us Grow and Donate, please be my guest. Without further ado, a recap of yesterday's broadcast brought to you in part by thepowermall.com is in order. Do business with the good guys. Go to Joyce Riley's Power Hour, thepowermall.com, and thank them for their support and do business with them, would you please? We talked about Proposition 1 officially fails in Salt Lake County. That's Utah, according to KSL.com. Proposition 1 seeked to raise taxes on the people. Oh, no, the people were wise this time and said, not going to do it. Good for them. Is President Barack Obama delusional? Asks Bill O'Reilly. I'm going to clearly answer Bill O'Reilly's question. They say Bill O'Reilly clearly comes out and asks the question about Barack Obama that we're all thinking, hey, Barack, are you delusional? And I would say, yes, clearly, Bill, Barack is delusional. But then I would simply ask, you know what? Is Bill O'Reilly delusional? And the answer clearly again is yes, yes, and yes. So now you got delusionary folks on both sides of the aisle. You got Barack Obama and Bill O'Reilly, both delusional. Scientists have just created a new dangerous form of SARS. They're dubbing it SARS 2.0. Activists post, why on earth would the governments around the world create a more deadly flu virus? But who's the terrorists? I'm just wondering. That was Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour 2. We had our guest on, Mr. James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org broadcast. He's also the author of Racism, Schmacism. Chicago activist pushes for sex strike to eradicate gun violence in neighborhoods. This story is psychotic. She saw a preview for the new Spike Lee film. And I guess it's called Chirac, which features a group of women who decide to withhold sex or go on what they call a sex strike to eradicate gun violence in their neighborhood. So this activist in Chicago takes this movie to reality, creates a petition where she says all women should go on a sex strike till we get less gun violence in Chicago. I think she's going to be on this strike for a long time, folks. But the petition ends by saying, gentlemen, the candy store is officially closed. We are on strike. Panties up, skirts down, let the strike begin. All I can tell you is this. I don't think we ought to refer to sex as a candy store. I think we ought to really think about proper families. Families ordained of God, led by a man and a woman who unite themselves together with complete fidelity in a monogamous relationship. And this sexual reality should be a sacred blessing given to them by God. The procreative power, folks, is not a joke here. I wouldn't refer to it as a candy store. It's designed to bring children into the world, to families, children who are innocent and who are deserving of a mother and a father. And it's designed to perpetuate God's children here on earth. And to bring a husband and wife closer together, that's all wonderful. But I don't think we ought to play games with this. This lady says she doesn't believe in using sex as a weapon in relationships, but this requires drastic measures. And I would submit to her that family is the key to this exercise. If we want to restore society, we need to restore the family. If we want less gun violence, we need to teach people proper gun ownership. If we want less mayhem in America, then we need to teach people about God and his commandments not to kill, not to commit adultery, not to steal, to honor thy father and thy mother, to not covet, right? To keep the Sabbath day holy. There's guidelines that could protect us if we'd just listen to the simple guidelines from the author of liberty. All right, this goofball Mark Zuckerberg, he's the CEO of Facebook. He says Facebook will be better than humans at vision, hearing, language, and cognitive skills in a decade. Facebook's going to be smarter than all of us in a decade. He's off his rocker. He doesn't have a clue what he's talking about. Because here's my question. Hey, Mark, will Facebook, if you create it, be smarter than you? Can the creation become smarter than the creator? I think not, folks. Don't fall for psychotic spew from techno goose that have no clue, okay? Mr. Vladimir Putin claims ISIS is financed by 40 countries, including G20 members. Ben Swan, Truth in Media, lays it out in the 12-minute video. It's very good documenting that ISIS was funded, backed, and created by the United States. I'm going to say that again. ISIS, I-S-I-S is what it's nicknamed, right? It was funded and created by the United States of America. All right, now the House pushes Obama to get tough on ISIS, they say. Washington Examiner. The House has no clue. Do they know that they created ISIS with their funding? That renegade government black op? What? Rogue agents in government created ISIS with the money that Congress gave them to supposedly defend this republic? All right, Glenn Beck says, I don't like the questions that CNN's asking about ISIS and Islam. I'm going to offer my own. Well, Sam wanted to offer some, too. How come ISIS never bothered it? Oh, it didn't exist, huh? Okay. How come Islam, even though it's been around for thousands of years, at a holy war, if you will, how come they haven't bugged America for hundreds of years? But then in the last 50 years, they've just absolutely decided that we're the biggest infidels and worst enemies they've ever known. Clear answer, because we're in their backyard playing games with their sovereignty. Because we arm both sides of conflicts. Because we create terrorist organizations all in the name of peace. Because we fund the other guy that supposedly, well, he's a bad guy, but he's not as bad guy as a bad guy is. And so let's get a less bad guy to stop the real bad guy. And then the real bad guy, well, that was the less bad guy of yesteryear. And now we don't know what to do. And, okay, the founders wisely warned, avoid foreign entanglements like the plague. Get it done and defend America, people. All right. Law professor says that football exploits black bodies. Wait, does it exploit white bodies too, Mr. Racist? Just wondering. I guess University of Vermont professor also? Now, I guess they're holding a retreat. It's called a privilege retreat for those who self-identify as white. All right, well, I'm white. I don't know if I self-identify with it. That's just what I am. At least that's what people tell me, right? As a blind person, I really don't know what color I am. Nor do I know what color you are. But these people sure like to run around with their racist agenda, don't they? All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that was available just yesterday live. Now it's available on demand on your Roku player. Look at the special interest section of the Roku for the Liberty News Radio channel. And then Liberty Roundtable on demand at your fingertips, as well as live, by the way. Also available online at libertyroundtable.com. Free, online, hard-hitting, live and on-demand radio, as well as unique columnist content at your fingertips now at libertyroundtable.com. Also, click on Help Us Grow if you want to do some financial support to what we do. Every penny will be used to grow our presence in the media, and we would indeed be grateful for your support. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Now, Bobby Jindal quit the presidential bid, Kurt. Did you hear this?
I missed that.
All right, so Bobby Jindal's out. He quit. And here's what's fascinating about the headline. The headline says this. Jindal quits GOP race, saying it's not my time. I want to have you respond to that, Kurt. Break that down in a second. Bobby Jindal out, says it's not my time. Interesting statement, huh? You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on the favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use radio station.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Bobby Jindal out, ladies and gentlemen. He says it's not his time. Yeah, I find that interesting, Kurt. We've talked about this plenty of times about the Republican good old boy network, or the Democrats for that matter. Insiders have this idea that somehow, as long as you don't blow it or get kicked out or melt down with scandal or something like that, then it's a matter of kind of seniority and it's your time. And so Clinton kind of waited for Barack, and you know how that happened when he was junior to Hillary, I don't know. But nevertheless, it's kind of a wait your time thing. In fact, Mitt Romney did that. It wasn't his time, and then he ran, but then he ducked out and said it's not my time yet or whatever. And now Bobby Jindal doing the same thing. Kurt, do you think that points to the idea that he's an insider, or do you think that was just a slip of the tongue or an ignorant point? What do you think?
Well, at least the numbers, Bobby Jindal is a smart man. And, there's a lot of things that he has done that I really appreciate. But, you just look at the numbers when you're at or near 1% or less, and you just keep staying there. He can figure out it's not his time.
Yeah, but do you think it's kind of a political statement like I'm talking about? I mean, in other words, is he part of that good old boy network? Or do you think it's just that he's just kind of saying, hey, it's not, there's too many people in the field for me, and I'll try another time? There's an agenda there is the point?
If I were to put him in the good old boy network or the, outsider guy, I'd put him more in the outsider myself.
All right, so that doesn't answer the question, though. Do you think that he's part of this, or do you think he's just saying this ignorantly and he doesn't understand what we're talking about? Maybe Bobby just said that, but he doesn't really get it, that's the way it works.
Yeah, maybe so.
It's possible. What do you think?
I think he knows the way it works, and he knows the numbers, and he sees it's not time for him.
All right. So you don't think that there's that agenda there? He's just kind of saying it's not time, but that's not really the good old boy is going to place him when it is his time. All right. There's a Reuters 5-day rolling poll. Kurt's got the details.
Well, and this is, not yesterday or yesterday's news, but there's more and more of this. You got Trump who's just, man, he's hitting it hard, and this whole Paris thing has boosted his numbers big time. When you look at the numbers, he's almost doubling up Carson right now, and it's impressive to see what's happening, and I think it's even stronger for him right now just because of his stance on immigration.
There's no question about it. So you got the breakdown of the numbers, Kurt? There's a 5-day rolling poll, and it is true that Trump is on top, okay? That's right. But there's a Reuters 5-day rolling poll. What, Trump's at 36%? Carson's only at 14.6%. So it's well over double.
That's at least double. That's almost triple his numbers. And I think it's strengthened since then. But it just shows you how quickly it can change. I mean, the last time we reported on it, I think it was like about even.
Neck and neck, yeah. That's what they say. Now, what's interesting is it falls way down from Trump at 36% to Carson, 14.6%. Rubio, they say, is 11.2% in these numbers. Cruz is only at 7.9%. Kurt, do you believe that? Do you really believe that Trump is 36% and Cruz is less than 8%?
I think it all depends on who's asking the question.
Well, I'll tell you who's asking. In this case, it's Reuters. So.
Yeah,
it's a Reuters 5-day rolling poll.
How they're asking them and who they're calling, and you know what I mean. We've seen this so many times. Like you and I could make a poll that would have Rand Paul on top if we
just called
the right people, huh?
Yeah, if we called the right people and if we asked the questions in the way that engineered our outcome, or even fair questions would generate a completely different result. I'm sure of it. But here's the point: Ted Cruz is what, fourth behind Trump, Carson, and Rubio. They claim. I mean, Bush isn't even in the mix for this discussion. Neither is Kasich.
That's a good point.
Neither is any of these other people. But Cruz, so the fourth guy down is, he doesn't even have, he doesn't even have one-fourth of the support of Trump. However, here's the interesting point. The difference between a Cruz and a Ben Carson is only like 6 points, Kurt. And they usually say, and I don't know what this 5-day rolling poll shows, but it's usually plus or minus 3 or 4, whatever percent kind of a thing. And so when you look at it that way, statistically speaking, it's Trump, and then it's everybody else depending on the poll. But every single poll shows Trump way out in front. But when you break it down, it doesn't matter whose poll. They're all neck and neck, not counting the Trumpster, right?
Yeah, and if you look at the numbers, on that, you had Jindal at 0.5%. It goes down, lists everybody if you want to look at them all.
Yeah, but what's the point, though? They're so far down at this point, I don't know that it's going to have any reality, unless that's their agenda. But, Kurt, you and I have mentioned that what some of these candidates ought to do is team up, right?
Well, that's exactly right.
And we've even thrown
combinations
that we thought would make sense even, Kurt.
Yeah, they did even give folks a choice of wouldn't vote, and wouldn't vote beat Jeb Bush just barely.
I hear that. I don't blame everybody. I mean, I wouldn't vote before voting for Jeb Bush, Kurt. I agree with that. So that's accurate in my humble opinion. But here's the point, Kurt. So I think people are listening to Liberty Roundtable because we proposed this idea that why don't a couple of these candidates team up? I mean, they could reduce the field substantially. They could then, you know, double down and promote their ideas and work together. And we even threw together a couple of combinations of candidates that we thought would make sense. Well, looks like the New York Daily News folks are probably listening to Liberty Roundtable live, Kurt. Because here's what happened. How about a Donald Trump, Ted Cruz 2016 ticket? Yeah, even the New York Daily News is talking about that now, Kurt. Donald Trump is eyeing Ted Cruz as a potential running mate. The outspoken mogul revealed Tuesday night. Trump, who remains the front runner, said, hey, I like Cruz. Trump basically said that Cruz is agreeing with him on things. And he was on the Laura Ingraham show and he said, I like him. I could bust out and really consider Cruz. I find that very interesting indeed. Now he says, well, let me say this. You and I have mentioned this too, that Cruz and Trump have refrained from attacking each other. And now Trump's on a bender saying everybody that's attacked me has been out. Bobby Jindal's the latest one, Kurt. You attack me and you're gone. So then Trump kind of morphs that into his national statement for international policy. Hey, just think of some of these other countries try to attack me. Poof, they'd be out too, says Trump. And so you got a situation where Rand Paul has been attacking Cruz too. So is Rand Paul going to fold it up quickly? We don't know. But I know this. What would happen if a Ted Cruz got together? Even if you use these numbers here, Kurt, if that 8% of Ted Cruz support went along with the 36% of what Trump's support is, now you're talking about 44%, and a lot may even jump onto that combination, Kurt. So you might have everybody else left in the dust with that combination of Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, potential 2016 ticket, Kurt.
It's a great point, Sam, and, you know, when you look at how Trump has played it, he has played it very smart. He has promoted his things, and I have never seen him say anything against any of the other candidates.
Who? You know, Ted Cruz? Just, right.
Yeah, Cruz, I'm sorry.
I think he's defended himself a little bit, but other than that, he hasn't gone on the attack. You're correct.
Yeah, I have never seen him, bring out anything, and, he's done very well, and it might... Some folks might say, well, he'd give a little bit of adult supervision to Donald Trump. But, you know, of course, Donald Trump is older than him. But, you know, but Mr. Cruz is, I think, a little better with words.
Little more measured in his speech. But again, now what you're talking about is the attorney coming out in Ted Cruz, where he's very careful with what he says. He quantifies what he says. He's very wise in his deliverance. I agree. It's interesting that the greatest attacker on the stage would grab the least attacker on the stage, and they might join forces, though. They agree on most things, Trump claims. All right, there's a poll out about what's most important in politics for the American people. We'll talk about that, too, on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like their green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. So now people are openly talking about it. It was on the Laura Ingraham Show. It's in the New York Daily News. They're talking about a Trump Cruz ticket. And, man, if that wouldn't hit it out of the park for the debates, it would sure be interesting. And do you think they could get along enough to do that? Can Trump refrain from attacking Ted Cruz? Time will tell, folks. We'll keep an eye on that ball. But I would say this, that might be the most interesting, dynamic, unbeatable ticket going on now. Bush is not even in the realm, folks, unless the mainstream press does something to trot him out and change the game. Remember, they do own the media. They can make the rules, but will they? Do they have that real power, given what Trump's already done? It's going to be hard to back away from that. But the mainstream press and the Republican insiders are not too happy about a Trump-Cruz ticket. Although, in my opinion, it's kind of like Reagan. They didn't like Reagan either, but as long as Reagan agreed to take on George Bush Sr., what's that, Herbert Walker? Bush, then, well, it's okay then. We'll just tolerate Reagan until Bush gets in, Kurt. And so you had Reagan, then you had Bush, and they both had, what, long terms as president and stuff. You might have the same thing with a Trump. You know what, Trump, we'll tolerate you as long as you put Cruz on. What do you think?
Well, it's possible, but... You know, I think that they would prefer Rubio, but, you know, I know
that Trump and Rubio have been attacking. That's not going to work.
That's right. That's right. I know that the Tea Party guys are certainly going to be thrilled about the idea of Cruz. You know, you just got to look at the numbers, at least. And on this whole immigration thing, it's the issue. You know,
well, in fact, you've been saying that for a long time, Kurt. And now there's a new poll out that backs your point. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, something called the Texas Tribune basically says that the Texans, you know, say that immigration and terror are the greatest threats to the U.S. Now, this was before the Paris attacks, you know, and that kind of stuff. So do you think the numbers will be increased there, Sam?
I think immigration is a hot topic, no doubt about it, and I think justifiably so, but I don't think it's the greatest threat to America.
Yeah, it's what the perception is on the voter is what we're talking about here.
And I think a lot of voters feel that way, but I don't believe that's the biggest threat to America at all. In fact, I believe America, if it's really going to melt down or be destroyed, it will be from the inside. And so I believe it's the moral fiber of our people, Kurt. And the corruption in government merely reflects that moral decay or moral meltdown that we're experiencing. And so I'm not saying that immigration is not an important issue, but what I'm saying is there are issues way more important that drive that. Why do we have this problematic immigration policy in the first place? Why are we entangled all around the world? Why do we have all these war mentality or warlike people, hawkish folks running around with all the purse strings? Why are we? Okay, it goes on and on and on and on, but it all points back to this immorality that we have.
That's exactly right.
In America, in my humble opinion. So I believe morality is the biggest problem we have. Just flat out not caring about God's laws.
Yes.
And that's me, though. But immigration is driving the discussion, and that's why Trump's on top, too, right?
Well, I think so. And when you look at the numbers of this University of Texas and / Texas Tribune poll that was done basically just before the Paris attacks, the top two perceived greatest threats to the United States, according to these voters that they, polled there, was illegal immigration. That had 22%, and 18% had foreign terrorist groups. Now, to me, those are kind of connected, so
you're
talking about 40% there. The next thing they gave was polarization, intractable partisan conflict, and that was 12%. I think that's kind of confusing. Then they had decaying American infrastructure at 10%, gun violence, mass shootings at 9%, unfriendly foreign nations. They said, example, Russia, Iran, China, that was 8%. Racial tensions at 6%, climate change at 5%.
See, but hold on. Racial tensions has a lot to do with immigrations too, Kurt. Now, you could say, that's black against whites, but I don't think so. No. I think you got racial problems with the Latinos, with the blacks, with the whites, with everybody. I believe because they continue to force that agenda down our throats. Most people day-to-day are pretty kind and pretty peaceful. In other words, I work with black people and white people and Latinos and Asians and all the time, and race has no factor, Kurt. It just is irrelevant in my day-to-day world. But when the mainstream press pushes the divide, how long can they push the divide without it having a real effect? And I think that's what's going on. Now, the other interesting thing about this, Kurt, is not only is immigration one of the top issues, according to the Texas Tribune, but I guess the law allows, and this is what, in my humble opinion, creates greater racial tension. Law allows Cuban migrants, and then it breaks down what the deal is, Kurt.
Yeah, in other words, they can just cruise in here, and, you talked about a candy store earlier, but, that's the bottom line, is we got all these give-me-aways, handouts by our federal government. Typically, we do have states that do it as well, like the sanctuary city kind of stuff. But you basically got all these food stamps that are available to people, Medicaid. This is just, it shows you the solutions. You shut that kind of stuff down. You've even got some of them.
Well, and the big guy that pointed to that, right, Kurt?
Who pointed
Ben Carson. He basically said, get rid of all those reasons people come. Get rid of all that big old welfare state that attracts them, and you'll reduce the immigration problem. Dead on, Kurt. He's right.
Good point. It's a really good point, Ben. And they have had instances where they're cashing welfare checks to head to island vacations.
What's wrong with that, Kurt? You don't like vacation?
Yeah, good point.
See, just crazy stuff going on. I mean, it's hard to even fathom the discussions we're having. No wonder immigration is one of the top keys. And, even if people don't agree with Trump perfectly, Kurt, what they like, what they enjoy is his absolutely direct talk on the issue. In other words, he's blatantly laid it out. Here's the problem. Here's what I'm going to do about it. Here's how I'm going to go about it. And you can say it's light on detail. You can say whatever you want to. But at least he has more details and more bold statements on the issue. At least he's not all indecisive and confused. And I think that's what attracts the American people the most about Trump. You can say, he's too hostile. But look, at least he'll tell you what he's going to do. At least he's not scared to lay it out. At least he's not walking some political, tightrope of confusion to see which way the wind blows kind of stuff. At least he's delivering. And I think people just resonate with that. They just like that. They're going, okay, you know what? That makes sense to me. We got to do something, and we got to do something drastic, and we got to do something that, and Trump speaks to that, Kurt.
It's a great point, Sam. You know,
Obama ran on change rhetoric, and it looks like, at least so far, Trump's running on change reality, so to speak. Now, whether he'll get it done or not, maybe a different story, but that's kind of the difference, right? Look, Barack was so vague. He was just going to change, but no one knew how, what, where. And nobody in the media pushed him for the details. Donald Trump's laying it out. Hey, man, I'll build the biggest wall you've ever seen. I'll reduce the foreign aid to Mexico and have them pay for it. And you could disagree with him maybe, but you can't disagree with the fact that he's laid out more cogent details than anybody else on the stage. Everybody else is kind of like a yeah, me too man, aren't they, Kurt?
I haven't heard any real fresh new kind of ideas. And, you know, maybe they agree with him. The problem is if they come out after in agreement, you know, it was his idea. It was his, you know, he was the leader there.
And, yeah, now I personally could disagree with Trump flat out on the stage and hold my own quite well, I think. I don't believe we need to build a wall, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we didn't necessarily have a big old wall back in Operation Wetback time. Now, you can say that's a politically incorrect word. You could say that it's offensive. And now the mainstream press is attacking Trump because he referred to that. Talked about how in the Eisenhower administration they did reject illegals. And they did send them back. And the mainstream press manipulating this. It was called Operation Wetback. It may be an offensive term, but guess who created the term, Kurt? And guess who asked for the program to happen? The answer is
I think it was Mexico, yeah.
Okay, so if that derogatory term, the Mexicans created it, and the Mexicans asked for us to partner with them in the program, and so, you know, you can say what you want, but they're perverting history. The truth is, Trump's right. The truth is, we can get it done. I don't believe we need a wall to get it done, though, and the wall's going to cost, what, $12 million to create? Or was it billion? I can't even remember now. Anyway, it's big money.
I can't remember. The main thing that most Americans remember is that Trump said that Mexico will pay for it.
Yep, and what and, they'll also remember is at least like, somebody has a plan.
That's exactly right.
I mean, you got to give them credit. Look, tell me all the other candidates, Kurt. What are their plans?
Well, that's the
you don't even know, do you?
You know, you can't really. You can hear. You could maybe recite a little bit about some of the tax plans, like, hey, we're gonna, you know, trim this thing a little bit back, or you know, this will be, you know, 10% or whatever. But you can't really identify any other stuff. I mean,
I agree. Now I can look up on their website and go, oh yeah, I remember I heard this tidbit or that tidbit or something like that. It's not like, you know, but look, the only plan on immigration that's solid that you remember is Trump. So I'm going to build a wall and send them back. Now, is that the best plan? I don't personally think so, but it's better than any other plan I can't remember that they've all supposedly laid out or not, right? Hang tight.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Man, Kurt's keeping an eye on all kind of professors. All kind of universities. It's kind of weird. What's this, Amherst president?
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't Amherst a college, Kurt, or what is it?
Yes. They've got this thing called campus reform, and so every
school. Ooh, that's scary. What are they going to do, spend a bunch of money and make it worse?
Well, that's typically what it means, in my opinion. But in this case, you know, the headline reads basically that, you know, this lady, this president tactfully shoots down demands for speech restrictions. Now, if you just heard the headline, would you think it was a man or a woman, Sam?
Say the name again.
Amherst president tactfully shoots down demands for speech restrictions.
Well, if it's tactfully, Kurt, it would have to be a woman. I mean, men aren't very tactful. You know what I'm talking
about? That's a great point. And
but you would think if she was going to shut that down, you would think it would be a guy that would do that. But, you know.
Well, yeah, except for in the days of politically incorrect stuff, you know, you've got that university bigwig who last week, basically, as soon as the, you know, folks started protesting, he just said, I'm out of here, you know. And, you know, especially if he's a white guy, you know, and it's the black people who are upset with him, then, hey, he's got to leave because he's a racist, right? And in this case, this lady, who is the university president, they call her Biddy Martin. I found it interesting. You learn about a little more about this Amherst deal. Apparently, she made some agreements to some of these guys that were basically sitting in about this whole, you know, Missouri had their bunch of sit-ins, so a bunch of these different campuses started doing the same thing. And these people were ticked off when the campus people put up All Lives Matter and free speech, you know, they promoted that, you know, where the, you know, other group, they want Black Lives Matter. And then the protesters also insisted that students should be excused from classes and other academic obligations to attend the sit-in, and that the administration scrub all references to the school's unofficial mascot. The guy's name is Lord Jeff. Now, they say it's a, this is a guy who apparently encouraged the distribution of smallpox-infected blankets to Native Americans with whom the British were fighting back during the French and Indian War. But I guess in her official response to the ultimatum, President Martin, this woman, expressed sympathy for the grievances that had been presented to her and outlined a number of steps that she would pursue. But, you know, the bottom line is it's almost more and more like the inmates are running the asylum, Sam. You've got, you know, the students saying, hey, we don't want to go to class, and we're not going. We're going to sit here, and you're going to tell us and do what we tell you. That doesn't seem like the way the deal's supposed to work, right, Sam?
I guess, are they going to get rid of her, Kurt, or what?
You know, well,
can't say that stuff too many times.
In my opinion, I don't think they'll be getting rid of her because she's going along with, you know, their terrorist activity. and that's what I would call it. I mean, it's like you say many times about parents, you know, if your kid says, hey, man, Dad, I need the car keys and I need 20 bucks and stuff like that, and you don't do anything but just hand over the money, then somebody is running the show and it's not you.
No, right? Good point. But isn't she, like, for free speech and stuff, Kurt?
Well, yeah. It all depends.
Now, what does
on
the headline say,
free
though?
Speech. Well, it says Amherst president tactfully shoots down demands for speech restrictions. Now, I didn't see that really in the story, but
that's,
that's
kind of my point.
Reads.
Is the headline makes you believe that she stands up for your free speech rights, right?
Yes.
But that isn't really what's happening. And so, you know, you made all your points on the story, which are great ones, but I just wanted to kind of point out that headline, though. It makes you believe she was tactful about it, but she defended free speech.
Yeah.
That's not really what happened, folks.
I mean,
at all.
The people had written All Lives Matter, and so she agreed to not do that, you know, that was an evil thing. You know, we shouldn't have done that, or we'd upset people that want the Black Lives Matter sign up. You know, the point is, you got to be pro-life in everything, right, Sam?
I personally think so. But now what we really need to do is this. We just need to go into our own self-interest mode and just say, my life matters.
Yeah.
Right? Point. You know, I mean, then that Black people could say it, white people could say it,
or
Asians could say it.
Or life matters.
Oh, know? That's even better. Life matters?
Yeah.
I agree with that. In fact, you know, thou shalt not kill is kind of a life matter statement.
Yeah,
isn't it, Kirk?
That's exactly right. But boy, then you're in trouble because then you go doing the God stuff.
Well, you know, you could do kind of like the modern Ten Commandments. Instead of saying thou shalt not kill, you could just say life matters. It's shorter.
Yeah, good point.
You know, and that way people could feel good about it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All right. I guess there's an interesting story, Kurt. There's a merger in the radio business, if you will. There's two big online radio companies. One of them is called Pandora, which obviously most people know. The other one's called RDO. Do you know about that?
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't tell you, like, who was the founder or anything.
Oh, you don't need that. But okay, so here's the deal. Pandora has typically been a streaming company. They'll stream you music, and you pick kind of the genre. You don't actually get to pick the songs, but you pick the genre. And then it will feed you this genre, the station of your choice, based on likely scenarios of what you would enjoy, etc. And then there's a paid version with no advertisements, and then there's a non-paid version that has advertisements in it. And that's traditionally, now don't call me up and tell me that I don't know and that it's more complicated. I agree. I'm trying to make this simple for discussion purposes, okay? That's in general what Pandora has been. But there's a different kind of online listening experience, Kurt, where you actually get to pick your songs, literally pick a song and create your own playlists. So one will be live and streamed by the programmer's idea, like radio, traditional radio. The newer way would be for Kurt Crosby to become the DJ, so to speak, and create your own playlist and play whatever you want. And so RDO has done that, and Pandora's been kind of falling behind Spotify and many of these other companies in the sense that they didn't really do on-demand build-your-own-playlist stuff. Well, this purchase of Pandora, of RDO, for $75 million.
Wow.
Pretty much puts Pandora into a leapfrog position, Kurt, where they're going to play catch-up, so to speak, and they're going to work on the ability for you to play specifically whichever song you want to. Build playlists, et cetera, et cetera. So I think what it means is Pandora and Spotify are going to go head-to-head. Now, here's the point, though. Pandora will still have that, you tell us the genre, and we'll build a station on the fly based on popularity of songs and based on some other algorithmic methods, and we'll, you know, use research in our algorithms and put together a playlist that makes sense for you. Spotify doesn't really have that like Pandora does, so it almost puts Pandora ahead of Spotify in that regard, Kurt. But the point is, online delivery of content is here to stay, and the battles are really starting to heat up in terms of competition, which I say is good for you and I. And I would also say, when you start to see companies merge to leapfrog ahead and gain content, you know that the industry is becoming more and more mature, Kurt.
Yes.
So all I'm telling you is the mainstream press better take notice. and they better take notice fast or they're going to be yesteryear's media. That's for sure. Now, I guess the government is going to expand a plan, Kurt, to forgive student loan debt. Did you see this?
No. But it doesn't surprise me. This is one of their, basically the handouts that the students want. You know, I mean, they want debt forgiveness. They want $15 plus, you know, hourly wage.
They want it all, absolutely. Yeah, well, here's the premise behind this,
college.
Kurt. If the government partnered with, say, a university and made you believe that your prospects for a job were going to be incredible and they kind of oversold it, if you will, and then when you get out of college and you don't have a job and you can't pay back the loan, that's the scenario in which they're looking at forgiving these loans. So they're not going to forgive everybody. But the government's going to expand the program to forgive student loan debt because they kind of lied, Kurt. They kind of upsold this thing to the point of, well, just to be polite, what do they call that? Disingenuous? They were disingenuous in their job opportunity.
You know, but this is how they do it with the whole education, business.
I hear that.
And that is that they tell you, man, all you got to do is get this. I don't care how much you got to pay for it. I mean, you're going to get more back. So you do it as soon as you can with all the, quickness possible. You don't even have to think. And yet, when you add the numbers up, it just doesn't make sense, does it, Sam?
No, certainly not. And you point to a wise reality here that they'll say or do anything to promote their government programs and agenda. And in my opinion, what you've got is you've got moral hazard here going on, Kurt, financially speaking. You pitch this job program to unrealistic levels, then you lie about it, and so it's a meltdown, and so you have to bail it out now. The idea that you were going to give people money in the first place to go to school increased the likelihood that more and more people could go to school, but yet it just raised the cost of going to school, and we create this just circle of moral hazard everywhere. But again, whether it's immigration, whether it's government people lying, whether it's out-of-control debt, every time you got to point to the fact that what you've got is you got immoral people who elect even greater immoral, powerful people who then take advantage of the system for their immoral agenda, and that's what's taking the system down, and thou shalt not steal comes to mind when I look at this whole thing. All right, hour one in the can, hour two coming up. We're going to switch gears into a very crazy subject. We're going to talk to a talk show host of Agenda 21 Radio, Paul Preston. We're going to talk about an incredible whistleblower. This nation shall endure.